News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Irish TV host Laura Whitmore will make her return to the Irish stage alongside EastEnders actor Seanan McGarty and Tudor star Colin O'Donoghue when the West End hit 222, A Ghost Story, comes to Dublin's Olympia at the end of this month. And I caught up with Laura a little bit earlier and started by asking her if she remembers that she actually started out in News Talk.
It was my first job. It was my first proper job out of university. I was an intern at News Talk. So it's where I learned the ropes, you could say.
Well, I'm not sure we can take credit for the rest of your stellar climb. I actually do love the theatre and I've seen you act and I'm very excited about this. Tell people a little bit about 222 in the Olympia.
Yeah, well, so I took part in the production, the West End version of it, about a year and a half ago, where I played the role of Jenny. And I loved it. It was just such a wonderful play to be part of. I had seen it before and I'm a fan. And it's one of those plays, it's really hard to talk about it without seeing it because you don't want to give too much away. There's a lot of twists, a lot of turns, a lot of conversations around what do you believe in. It's one of those shows that once you've seen it, you'll be talking about it for hours and hours, maybe days afterwards, which I did when I went to see it just as a punter in the audience. And then I got asked about auditioning for the West End, which I did. And I did a run there for 18 weeks about a year and a half ago. And then there was talks of it maybe coming to Dublin for a little while. Probably didn't think 8 weeks. and I said, I'd love to go back, but I'd love to go back and do another role in it just to make it a little bit more interesting, which is actually the role I originally auditioned for was Lauren, because there's four characters in it, two women, two men, over a dinner party. It takes place over one night. Weird stuff happens, Ciara. That's all I can say. Weird stuff happens and it makes you question everything and everyone.
And how do you feel about being in Dublin for quite a protracted run? I mean, it's an 8 week run and then obviously rehearsals.
Yeah, I'm actually in rehearsals now. We're rehearsing in London. I'm actually in a rehearsal space in Mountview in London at the moment. So we're rehearsing here and then we'll be over in 3 weeks' time. It will be the longest I've been in Ireland since before I got MTV and moved over. Because normally I come home for Christmas for a week or two. But I haven't been home for this length of time. And the whole family, we're all coming back.
Your family are obviously still in Bray. I mean, that's where you're from. And they must be thrilled.
Yes. You know what? My mother, full-time childcare. Thank you very much. Is a wonderful woman and I'm always very thankful for the support and being able to do what I love. And I said, this is a show I love and I'm so excited that we get to bring it to Dublin. I have a lot of friends and family who saw it in the West End, but will come to it again. It's one of the shows you can kind of watch again and again. But it's just lovely to do something like this at home when we don't necessarily always get to do shows like this for this amount of time. And particularly in the Olympia. The Olympia is a theatre. Actually, I was only there like 2 weeks ago hosting Rock Against Homelessness and my auntie worked there like her whole life. My brother worked there. It means a lot to me, that theatre. It holds a lot of history.
Yeah, it has a great Dublin history as well. It's a stellar cast and it was from the beginning. I think Lily Allen was in it when you went to see it. So it's been quite a cool play from the get-go, this one.
Yeah. And you know what? And everyone has a different background and different people are doing it for different reasons. And even at the moment, it's strange for me because I'm working with a different cast and who I worked with last time, but I'm also playing a different character. And I have to be careful. I don't say too loud. I mean, they're literally outside. We're in rehearsals now, but I'm working with a great cast. I'm so excited to bring it home and just kind of show. I think like the Irish will love it because it's about storytelling.
Yeah.
And like stories we're told when we're younger and, you know, what we believe in. And I think as a nation, I always say like, we're great storytellers. And that's what this is. It's a great story.
And who doesn't love a bit of a ghost story, a bit of creepy? And, you know, there's all of that, I think.
It's a bit jumpy.
Is this the direction of travel for Laura Whitmore? I kind of have a feeling from you that this is acting is a passion project for you.
I mean, I've been acting the maggot for years, but but I also feel like every role you do, whether it's like presenting or it's all stories, whether you're interviewing someone like from a journalism background or, you know, I studied drama. I've always loved it. I remember, you know, when I went to DCU, when I first went to university and I didn't really know anyone, I joined the drama soc. And that's kind of where I met my people and I got cast in a play and I did Antigone there and I did Lady M. And then I remember when I studied abroad in Boston, I joined the drama soc and I got a role there and I kind of met my people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like the same way, it's not like I've, gone from being a gynecologist to suddenly threading the boards. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know, but they are a little different. And, you know, being able to present is an absolute skill. And I'm not doubting anything other than you're excellent at it. But acting is being able to immerse yourself, or writing is being able to immerse yourself in somebody else. It is a little different.
But you know what, though? There's kind of, I find, a safety, because you're not being you. Do you know what I mean? You can explore things a little bit different. And to be honest with you, I'm presenting MTV to Love Island to I'm a Celeb, and, you know, music shows and chat shows. Like, each of them is a different form of me, a different version of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're coupling someone up, you're playing a character, because if it was me, I'd be like screaming at Islanders saying, don't get with him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't do that. So like everything I've done in the past has been a version or playing a character. This is just a very specific, Lauren is a very specific character in this play, who's a bit different to me, I hope. But it's been interesting. I think everything I've done beforehand has been helpful. And, you know, I love presenting. I love interviewing. I love talking to people. And this is just another kind of version of that.
And 22, A Ghost Story will be opening on 20th of June in Dublin's 3 Olympia Theatre, with performances running until the 11th of August. And to listen to that full interview with Laura, you can check out the News Talk app powered by Go Loud or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.